Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Everybody, welcome to Getting Dug with Hi. My guest today is a friend of mine, very funny comedian.
It's me, right?
You're not even on camera yet, dude. He has his own podcast called The Skeptic Tank, and lots of other things that we could talk about. Ari Shaffir is here, everybody.
Hi. Pan out to include me.
See, they can see you over on that one.
Oh, yeah, nice. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. That's your camera.
What's happening, Doug?
We're 5 minutes away from trying to get as high as we can.
Okay, I came back from New York, so the weed there is garbage. You know that.
It's all bad all the time?
Most of the time.
Really?
Yeah. So I've tried to keep my tolerance low. I've been back for 3 days, so I've tried to not smoke.
So that you'll have some sort of...
So I can get fucked up here with you.
Some sort of wig out on the show?
No, I just really
just
enjoy it.
Just for us?
Yeah.
Well, exactly. I think you will enjoy it. You got some water, right?
Yeah.
You're good? And what's your preference between sativa or an indica?
Let's hit it all, man. Let's not be a snob about it.
I like your attitude.
Yeah.
I want to be up and sleepy.
Let's do it.
I want it all.
Vodka Red Bull this shit.
Well, that's what we do after shows when we go outside into the parking lot and there's like a whole bunch of people passing you stuff. You don't say, what is this?
Yeah.
You just hit everything.
There's some guys that do that, the snobs, and you're like, shut up. Just take the weed.
Just take it.
Rogan always does that. He's always like, I don't know where this came from. Like, it came from the ground, idiot. Smoke it.
Yeah. Have you said that to his face?
No.
He's just very, he's got that paranoid side of pot smoking that makes you think that everybody's out to get you. And, why would someone just roll a joint and give it to you?
Somebody threw one of these out, like an eighth up in somewhere on stage. And he was like, oh, I can't have it. And he starts to throw it back. And I literally, it was like I was guarding the president. I was like diving in. Like, no. I'll use it.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah,
that's it. I've done some shows with Tommy Chong, and it was all about,
everyone.
People trying to give it to him, and just it ended up in my pockets.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I worked with him, he was on probation, and so he couldn't. I'm sure he probably smoked privately, but he never took any chances.
I worked with him once. It was everybody in merch like, hey, man, you want to get high later? Like, every single person.
Sure, of course.
He was like, I've got it. I'm good.
Yeah.
I've got half a joint. That's all I need.
Shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
So we'll start smoking right at 4:20. It's 4:19 right now.
Candy Jack.
So
nice.
What's your
normal?
I like
the way you start your shows at 4:20, which really means 4:34. But like, you gotta take some time, get high, and then we'll start the show.
Yeah, we don't push it.
Yeah.
Next one's in next 4:20 show's in San Diego. It's a Doug Loves Movies taping at the American Comedy Company. We'll do the plugs at the end.
Okay.
What's the your preferred method if you had all these options to smoke out of? Which one is the most appealing to you?
I like bongs. That seems like college.
And that's sort of what the vape exhale is a cross between a bong and a vaporizer.
I need to get a new vaporizer.
That's why I love it.
The vape exhale.
But let's just take a big bong rip real quick while we start this up, because this is how the vape exhale works. You turn it on, and you... Was this set at the right thing, or did it get moved? I always thought it was supposed to be over there.
Yes.
Yes, right? Yeah, okay. And see how it's blinking there?
Yeah.
It'll eventually...
Gets green.
It doesn't take too long, but it'll turn to green when it's ready to go, and it'll stay green. And then we'll hit it.
Yeah, it does.
But to be in at 4:20, let's go ahead. You can hit that bong. There's a lighter attached to it.
Okay.
And I'll
hit
this pipe. These are both sativas. This is called Candy Jack. And our friends at Leafly.com told us about it, but I'm going to hit it first.
Did I do it right?
I think so. Someone watching will tell you what you did wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll get lots of pot-smoking criticism. Candy Jack, according to Leafly.com, is a classic sativa, won second place at the first ever High Times Cannabis Cup in the U.S.
Here's the problem with cannabis cups.
Okay.
They can't just taste it and move on, and they try the next one. What you really have to do is taste it, go try to eat a little bit, watch Family Guy, hang out with your friends, and the next day try another kind.
Yeah. The cannabis cup should be like a several-week event.
Yeah.
Where the judges try one kind each day.
Yeah.
Or maybe smoke that one kind all day.
Yes, exactly.
And then
see what
and
the
then
effects are.
See, yeah, make take, yeah. take copious notes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let someone else take notes.
That's
for
a great
you.
Idea. That's a really great idea. I mean, I love the cannabis cup that it just exists. But you're right. It's not like wine where you're spitting it out after each yeah. tasting. It affects you and stays with you.
It should be more like the president's cup
for sure. When we get to the indica today, it's going to be Platinum Bubba. Is what we got, Bubba
yeah.
Kush. And it's an indica that Leafly reviewers say is not incredibly potent, but it can help settle panic attacks and cause pretty severe dry mouth.
The dry mouth.
Thanks for the warning, Leafly.
It'll be great while we're shooting.
If I was worried about dry mouth, I'd get out of the weed smoking business, because that's going to happen. That's why we have our getting dug with high mugs.
I get halfway through sets sometimes, and I'm like, is there any waitress that can get me anything wet? Like beer,
you'll just
water.
Bring a drink out there with you?
I do, but that's something I go through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you chug it down, then you need more.
Or I forget.
All right.
These are nice mugs, Doug.
Thanks, dude. We're going to sell them to the public soon, I swear. People keep asking me, where do I get one of those mugs? I'm like, really? Are you mugless right now? Are you in a desperate mug situation? I need a mug by Monday. Hey, look at this one.
Has anyone ever, like, out of mugs? Gotta get one quick.
I got a lot of dumb mugs sitting around my place. I can't imagine ever needing to purchase a mug. But I appreciate that people like it enough that they want one.
They're great for holding change.
We will sell them someday. But the vape exhale that we're about to use, it's green and ready to go. If you want to go get one yourself, if you use the code GETDUG when you buy one, do we put the address up on the screen? Because the URL's not here. You get $60 worth of extra easy load bowls, which are these little fellas, these little thimbles that you use to load and smoke out of.
How many extra bowls do you get?
Vape exhale. You get... $60 worth. I don't know how much these go for each one, but it's a pretty specific little item that has to be made.
Do these guys ever get high with you?
Well,
the helpers?
The doors are closed and it's a small room, so I'm guessing they do.
Does it happen?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Some of them smoke. I can't say that all of them do. So once you put the little ground up weed into this thimble, you put the lid on it and you jam it in there. The good thing about it is, even when it's really hot, you can kind of still manhandle it and not burn yourself, which is important to me because I'm always picking up shit I shouldn't be.
Yeah, I had an earlier version of a different brand like this and it would get so fucking hot.
It still gets pretty hot. Like, that's why I like the way it's set up so that you can actually hit it without having to pick it up. Because what you do is you just take this and you stick it on top right there. And then you just basically... I picked up the lighter like I'm going to need it. What you do is... hang on, I'll get it.
Find a place.
What you do is you just rip it now like a regular bong rip. Take a big long one. You'll see the smoke forming in there. And then when you're... when you're ready for the hit to be over, then lift the thing off instead of pulling out the slide. Just lift that piece off. It'll come right off when you're ready to do that. Yeah. And how's that hit? Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Really smooth.
Yeah.
Like you almost didn't feel like you had all that inside.
And
you.
No, vaporizers are great. And I dragged it a regular amount. Usually you got to figure out how much to drag at. Like,
yeah, I'm still,
hard?
As with all new devices, I'm still, learning the lay of the land with this thing and trying to figure it out. Because sometimes it gets really smoky and full and, it's like a big, huge bong rip. And other times it's like a more subtle vapor hit.
Do the first one.
I can't make it do the one I want it to do. I think one time
Believe
I had two.
Dreams.
One time I didn't have enough water in it, I think, so it got extra gnarly. But let's see how this works.
What are you thinking about right now? Different people or places in your life? When did you start smoking pot, Doug Benson? How old are you?
Oh, you're going to ask me?
I don't know. Yeah, sure.
So it's 28.
28.
And then you put it back on the stand. And then you might need to take a drink or you might need to cough a little bit. That shit was still coming out of me. You ready to go again?
Yeah, why not?
I love it.
Out of respect.
All right.
For the sponsor.
Yeah. Yeah, if I didn't like this thing, there would be it'd be a tough thing to decide between whether or not to, you know, have an advertiser or, you know what I mean? Like Ed McMahon, do you think he ever tried Alpo? Or do you think he just stood there week after week saying how great it was?
Yeah, exactly.
Because the man was paying him.
I try not to take anything that I don't use. It's fun to turn those people down. Say no. Like, what, you don't want the money? Like, oh, I'm a Jew. I'd love the money. But I enjoy turning it down.
So what do you, so that makes you like a new style Jew or?
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe a Holocaust denier?
I think that's, well, I think that's funny that your album's called Revenge for the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Because you sort of are, you're, you know.
I am Revenge for the Holocaust.
You're the brand new Jew.
Yeah.
You're like,
this is exactly
like,
what he didn't
like,
want.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I'm going to live amongst you. That's exactly what would have killed him.
Probably. Like, what are they doing there?
And how long? People are still alive. They remember my dream.
I bet you there's lots of anti-Semitic people who love Nirvana and are really angry at you right now.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's our band.
He's reclaiming it. I had those racist videos I did online, and the best part was I was in a white power website. It was whiterevolution.com or .org. And they go, Jew boys got the right idea, was the headline.
I would like to hear more headlines from that publication.
Like they want to enjoy it.
Sounds
it
like
was.
They are just not going to hold back.
No. Describes it.
Jeez.
Yeah. Like, I'm Jew boy.
That's crazy. All right. So,
28. Wait, what happened when you were 28?
Oh, you know, I tell this story all the time.
I've
road comic, other comics, one of whom has been on this show, Greg Proops.
Talked you into it.
Didn't talk me into it. It was easy to get me to do it, you know?
Yeah.
But I'd always just been, basically, I drank in college.
Yeah.
And then kept drinking as a young man.
Yeah.
But not to excess, because I didn't have any money, so it's hard to be a complete drunk if you don't have money.
Yeah. You're still a boozer.
I love booze.
All the politics.
This is sober January. I haven't had a drink. I'm halfway done.
Wow.
Who's counting? I don't know why I'm trying so much to tap this out. We got plenty of other reloads over here. Yeah. You're wasting it!
How many times are you supposed to smoke this until you're done with it?
Don't worry. The rats in this building love us because we always leave treats. We should try to load one of these up with... Yeah. None of these have indica in them, right? They cleverly preloaded these, but I think they did it all with sativa, so... If we want to do an indica one, I'm going to have to make it up special. That's why I was trying to tap this out.
Oh, because you already pre-packed
it? I know
them?
What I'm doing.
Is there a PA's job it is to pack weed?
Yes.
Do you guys check his pockets before he leaves like they do in the diamond mines?
We wouldn't do that. We wouldn't remember to pat their pockets. And second of all, I want them to have it if they want it. If they want it that badly.
Yeah. Enough to do this.
I'm not going to chase them across the globe like Javert. Ari,
yes, Doug.
Let's do your high history really quick. We're probably already out of time. Your high history, when did you start smoking? That's why it's funny that you asked me that question.
Yeah.
How old were you when you started? And
I smoked once in college. I think I smoked in Israel. No, I smoked a cigarette or two in Israel. I smoked in college like once, and I got super fucking high. I don't know. It was just there. Everyone was at a party.
And you loved it?
No, not right away. It made me pass out for like 3 hours and then get back to the party.
Oh, so you just initially thought of it as like something that you'd take only if you're having trouble sleeping or something.
No, I wanted to stay up. I just kept taking it and then failing. You know, just fall asleep.
And what happened? You eventually just got better at it?
No, I smoked once or twice. I remember smoking once at night with my friend. He got Kind Bud. Aaron Levine is a lawyer now. Probably doesn't want me to talk about him. But
at least you're not being specific about any of this.
He had the best weed. He had the best weed. Yeah. And I got high. And then the next day, I had to go play golf with my aunt and uncle. And on hole 3, I was like, why am I so groggy still? And I was still stoned. I didn't know you could be high the next day like that.
You can, and it's great when it happens.
Yeah. Usually
those,
just on
those
edibles.
Were the days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I brought candy for you, too.
Oh, we should have done that right away.
Oh, you're
see
right.
if it affects us.
Well, here's some cherries.
Because it takes about, what does it usually take you, like half hour, hour?
Half hour, 45 minutes.
I've taken edibles and forgot that I had taken them, and they kick in like 2 hours later, and I have kind of a, what the fuck?
Really?
For a second, yeah. Then I remember,
no
of course,
idea.
Yeah. But at first I'm like, oh, that's right, I took that thing. Are these tasty?
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're pretty cherry flavored.
Can you, are you able to tie the stem with your tongue?
I also brought regular candy, too.
Oh, it's tasty.
Yeah. Oh, then you guys, wait. Oh, and I brought hash.
Well, let's give them a plug. Maybe they'll just give us money just because out of gratitude.
It's from Zen Dispensary.
It's called Edipure.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. God bless them. Jeez, you brought a lot of them.
I just went to the freezer and I grabbed some stuff.
He brought a Chibo Chew? That's what Joey Diaz calls him.
Yeah, he got me into those. Those are Kazoozles, what I consider the best and most underrated candy on the market right now.
Dude, I haven't seen. Did they used to be like thicker?
They had a different kind that was thicker.
They were called like Red Vine Ropes or something, or
it's different than Kazoozles. The middle is all marshmallow, bro.
Marshmallow.
Yeah, it's marshmallow wrapped in licorice and sour marshmallow.
That might be too much for me to take.
Okay.
You're the first person to bring snacks. How many weeks have we been on?
What do you mean? Why has no one thought of that?
People tweet about it all the time. Why do you guys eat? And I'm like, because as long as I don't bring any food around, then I'm not going to sit around and, you know, be watched eating food the whole time.
Yeah.
But this...
Yeah, I just grabbed whatever I could.
How could I resist?
Yeah, Butterfinger
Snackers,
too.
Not even the power of being on the internet can stop me. Actually, it can. Let's hit this again. It's your turn, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. We went too long without hits, but that's, you know, that's what snacks will do to you. They'll throw you off your game. See, it's smokier now, right? I think it may be because we let it sit in the thing longer, or, you know, it's, you know, you're Bill Nye every time you use this thing.
Yeah. Somebody drooled a little down it, but it wasn't me.
Who did?
It was me.
You know, that's awesome that you just brought it to our attention.
Yeah. Glad the candy in my mouth.
For the replay, let's cut in a slow motion of the...
Maybe
because what happens is, it's happened to me. Like, I've been like, both times I've hit it, I've been like, am I going to drool into this thing and look like an asshole? Because when I do it at home, that happens. That happens a lot. It's really weird.
Yeah, I drool
into it. You totally drool into it.
I thought something was wrong with me. It's good to know you do it, too.
It's some sort of weird substance exchange going on where
you open your mouth,
all this spits like, let's get out of here. It's going to get high up in here.
Let's dry out ahead of time.
Oh, shit.
Here, I brought hash. Let's get really high.
I should have pulled it out. But that's another... That's another thing I get all the time is, why don't you do dabs?
Why don't you
do dabs?
They're so dangerous. When I'm high, I'm not going to take a torch around with me.
Yeah, the torch is weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird extra piece of business.
Yeah. They used to have that hash bar on Melrose.
It's also very Bill Nye. What?
They used to have the hash bar on Melrose. We could sit like a gentleman. At a bar and talk.
And do what? Just smoke anything?
Yeah. No, just giant hatchets where they'd warm it up with the torch to the glass thing and those Illadelph bongs.
Because doing that's not illegal?
They shut it down when they're doing the raids. They were like, fuck it, and they shut it down on their own.
Because I know hash is easy to like travel with and shit. Nobody seems to care about it.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Plus, TSA is one of the worst government programs in the world, so you can get pretty much anything by them. Weapons included. Like, it's not easy to bait them.
It's very funny sometimes when I'll open my bag and realize I just put through security and I'll be like, how did they even not? Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't this one item make them curious?
I scream
enough
in their
to
face.
Like check a little bit further. They don't give a shit.
They look at it like they're like, I put it down.
I'll tell you after we come back from the break a funny conversation I watched two TSA people have because of my bag. And we'll be right back.
Hello.
Hey, everyone. This is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docuspecial on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
My name is David Lance, and I'm the president of Google. We own YouTube. Simply put, there are just too many videos on our website. That's why we're going to permanently delete all videos from YouTube and start fresh with Jash. So who is Jash?
Jash. If you're fucking, then you're probably fucking. If you're fucking, then you're probably fucking. If you're fucking, then you're probably fucking. If you're fucking, then you're probably having some sex.
Drop it low, put it in the dirt. Sex drive, put it in reverse. Killed that, put it in a hearse. Then I drove off and put it in the dirt.
We're back. So I was at the TSA, and I had one of those bullet things, you know, a little metal thing with the rubber end. Mm-hmm. You screw off top, and it's just real easy to conceal and move around. You know, it's good for smoking in public situations. Yeah. If you want a bigger hit than a ceramic cigarette. And
It's like a full pipe, right?
Yeah, but it's tiny, you know. Bullet. So it's probably not a good name for something that's trying to get through security.
Yeah, it's shaped like something else illegal.
But I had one in my bag one time, and a lady security guard pulled it out and said, "What's this?" to another security guard. And he goes, "That's a pipe." And she goes, "Oh," and then puts it back in my bag, and then I'm on my way.
Wow.
Like, even the curious don't give a shit.
Wow.
Somebody's like, "What is this?" "Oh, a pipe? Okay." You know what?
That's the way it should be.
Let's go get high in the break room.
Who cares?
I think if they were high, they'd watch people a little bit more closely. Like, haven't you seen somebody acting weird in line, and you're kind of like, wouldn't they even ask them one question?
Yeah, like, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Just give them one of those
just
and see
what
he does.
Give them the once-over. That's what they do in Europe. They fucking stare at you like you did shit. Of course.
They're like, "What's up, Shady? Hey, I'm calling you Shady. Let me talk to you for a second." And you're allowed to do that.
Who's the most famous person you ever smoked with?
President Barack Obama one time. Yeah. We did it while he was selling out the American people of their rights by signing a law that he can arrest people without cause.
Wow.
Never try them.
That was intense.
Okay. What?
Let's look at the viewer count, see what that just did.
Out of two.
I'm just trying to smoke and chill, man.
Wait.
That's probably the angriest the guest has ever gotten. I like to keep track of these things.
I don't know. Rogan? No, it's got to be somebody bigger than that.
He's pretty big, dude.
Oh, yeah, I know a couple people. But I'm not going to say them.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's what happens. People don't want to say.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad saying Brad Pitt all the time.
Because
it happened.
Cool.
And
wait, I'm trying to think.
He's known for having used to have done that. You know?
Yeah.
But he doesn't anymore.
Heard Harrison Ford is always high.
Yeah, well.
When he shoots.
Let's get him on the show, you guys.
Yeah.
Tweet at him. Want to do this again?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Oh, yeah, I kept promising to put some indica in there, and I don't do it.
I started the hash.
Oh. Somebody was complaining somewhere about the long silences on this show, so I hope they enjoyed that one.
I can see that. I can see that. That's what I was wondering. I was like, yeah, it's a lot like one should talk over the other.
Yeah, you try to time it, but, you know.
Yeah.
That's not how a circle works sometimes.
You get caught thinking.
Two-person circle. All these devices, we gotta
fuck,
use them.
You can feel yourself get high way faster than booze.
Right?
Yeah. How long was that, 20 minutes? to like obliteration. How long are we on? 420, 20 minutes.
20 minutes, exactly, yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So you really, also you think part of it is that you've been smoking New York weed for a while.
And oh, it's so weak,
this stuff
dude.
Is another.
It's so weak. And they don't have eighths. They have these things that they call 50s, which is whatever they want to include for $50.
I love how we're speaking no of standard. New York as if they no one there is watching.
It's a wasteland.
But there's so much to love about it, though, right?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking fun.
We're going to do an episode of Skeptic Tank, we decided, where it's his podcast, where we're going to just kind of talk about our New York experiences.
Yeah, we both had like a year in New York.
Two people that lived out here our whole lives but have 1 year in New York.
Yeah. Last time we did it, on the patio of the Comedy Store, this bike tour group came by. Can I say that?
Sure.
This bike tour group came by. He seems so disinterested all of a sudden. The Obama stuff is fine. I don't give out fucking rockin' tours. Yeah, and then they were all like, they came up like, oh, what's this place? And then this one girl was like, where do I know you from? She couldn't place Doug. And then he goes, he has a joint in his hand, they're about to smoke anyway. And he goes, I don't know, could be anywhere. And she goes, oh, you're the guy who's here behind me.
Yeah, she got very excited, but I was like, really? I mean, a microphone and a joint and sitting in front of a comedy club? Like, how hard could that have been to piece it all together?
Yeah.
But once she heard me speak, yeah.
Yeah.
That often is the thing, so sometimes I'll just grunt at people.
To not let them know you?
Yeah, then they don't know who I am.
Do you like
everyone knows who I am. It's fine. I get the perfect amount. Like, every airport visit is like maybe one person. Like, people in airports don't know who I am. That'd be a terrible place to get recognized a lot, you know?
Airports?
Yeah.
Yeah. How high are you when you
fly? And no one's hassled me, by the way. I'm supposed to put this down here. No one's hassled me over weed in an airport ever. You know, that's never been
really
a problem. Like, nobody's, like, seeing super high me and then, like, watching for me and, like,
oh, yeah.
You know, we're going to harass him. Or
oh,
whatever.
Right. And if you're not getting caught.
Yeah.
That's what Rogan said one time. He was like,
I'm
he was like,
the easiest
I don't want
to
get caught. Because I don't want to get caught. I'm like, oh, you mean like that one guy, that one comic? And he's like, oh, who? And I'm like, nobody. Nobody ever. Smoke it. Smoke it. I don't know. I feel silent sometimes.
That was good. That was good filler. That's what also got to try to learn is how, when is this thing done? Because that didn't seem like a.
A giant hit.
That didn't seem too massive. I still gotta get this indica shit together.
To mix it.
This is crazy.
What was this? What was in this pipe?
That was that you put the hash in there, man.
No, that put it on top of weed.
Oh, yeah, sure.
No, I'm saying that's what happened.
Yeah, it was probably sativa in there. Oh. We load everything up with sativa. You're the first person that said to bring on the indica.
Really?
Yeah, but you said it right.
I left it the three syllables. Didn't just add them.
See, it turns it brown. You can see that most of it was cooked, but there seems to be a little green in there that we could have maybe still gotten if I was better at this.
We have those hash pens that people walk around with that are like our brown paper bag. Where the cops leave everybody alone. Just sort of understood.
I like that.
Yeah.
There's been some, you know, there's been lots of cities that have been super cool for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Everywhere in Oregon.
Yeah, I can't believe that they didn't get to legalize it before any other state.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if they take offense at that, if they feel bad. And, like, a town hall meeting is
I'm taping my next 420 album in Portland just because I feel
really?
Sad. I feel bad. Like, not that me coming there is that big of a deal, but I just feel like that's the place where I can just go and say, hey, you know, we're all going to get it. You know? You guys were so close.
It's a wonderland.
So close. You know? But there's still pockets of the state that, like, you know, people, it's just weird, you know?
This is my second year in a row. I've asked you where you're going to be for 420 so I can start looking elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's plenty of cities.
So only
the two of us. I don't know anybody else that's taking this idea and running
really?
It.
Really? It's so great. And then you get out and it's still daylight out. Like, what?
Yeah, and you get ripped with your fans.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a cool place.
Yeah.
And then you just have a night, you know, that could be. You know, you could be out at clubs or go see a movie or just go to bed, you know? It's yours. Take it. What's this about? I'm going to fill this little thimble.
Oh, right. All right. You're going to put that stuff
there's
back
the empty
there.
One. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
With some
what
of
were
this
we just talking
indica.
About?
I don't know. I got a Twitter
Before
question
that?
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is, if you ever have kids, at what age will you decide it wouldn't be weird?
It ain't gonna happen, bro. There's no way. What's the question?
Which part? Just the very first.
Whatever you got to.
Are you ever gonna have kids?
Why? Why would you do that? Why would you intentionally make yourself less happy?
I agree. I agree.
Ugh. With what we know today, look what we've seen. How could you willingly enter into that? I'm so frightened of leaving one in. I'm so goddamn frightened of that. That's my biggest fear in life.
Who calls it leaving one in?
It's somebody in the Midwest somewhere. I'll be like, hey, I got some bad news for you.
Well, you just got to be upfront when you make love to a woman.
I try
to be. It's very sexy to say, are you going to keep this baby?
Yeah.
I'd take back that one if I could. It wasn't as dark in my mind as it was when it came out.
Hey, I brought mushrooms too.
What?
Yeah. It was one of the things I grabbed.
Now that's just flat out illegal, right?
I don't think it should be.
Is there...
Like I said that.
All right, this has indica in it now, so give it a whirl.
And, okay.
Yes, and to answer the question from...
I'm not going to drill this time.
Filament Oath. Filament Oath. The answer from both of us is we're never having kids. Have you ever had any close encounters with the law?
What was the question or question? But if you did, what would be the age?
Oh, yeah. When would you start smoking with them? Assuming that you would or that they would.
Oh. I don't know. I guess as soon as they had some.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of variables there.
Yeah.
I think some kids can start at 5. That's why I'm not going to have any kids.
Yeah. Oh, they cry.
You know, if like, how old are those monkeys that smoke?
They could at least get to that.
The monkeys they train to smoke things?
Yeah.
They love it.
That's one of the cruelest things you can do to an animal is teach how to smoke. Get addicted to nicotine. What benefit would this serve to you? They just get that tourist factor, I guess. Come see the smoking monkey.
I finished that.
Oh, yeah, that got pretty thick.
Yeah, I like it. Nice device, Vape Exhale. Go get that discount on these thingies, you guys. You can't do it without these thingies. We're going to get a lot of people want to be...
Death threats, you think?
A lot of advertisers. What?
You think any death threats from that? Probably not.
I hope not.
That'd probably be overreacting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I get mad at stuff I read sometimes or hear somebody say on TV, but, you know, you just sort of...
I cut somebody off yesterday, and then they did one of those things. I, like, did a U-turn, and it was, like, too close, whatever. But then they, like, swerved around me and honked a bunch and then swerved back in front of me to get my... And then eventually I just went around them, and then they started honking... And I want there to be, like, some sort of signals to give to people. Just like, you're going to have a coronary.
Yeah.
Just calm it down. Just like emojis or something.
Yeah, because if you just sit there and don't do anything, then that makes them so angry.
And, yeah.
But also, if you explode, then that's not going to make them not explode. That's not going to stop them.
No, it's not. Then you're just both doing that.
So there's no choices other than to just be like, can there be something else that happens right now that stops this from happening?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like a school bus starts to go by and you scoot around it or something. I don't know.
It's a block,
something. But yeah, it's weird. Those kinds of encounters.
Yeah.
But I could easily be that guy that's honking and waving my fist too. You know, it could go both ways for me.
I see people like that. It's crazy.
But when I do it, it's because I think they're doing something dangerous. For some reason, I have this real streak in me that doesn't want people out there doing dangerous
things. Getting away with
things.
It. You don't want them getting away with it. You want to have justice.
I don't want them to get pulled over as much as I want them to stop doing it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, when people drive really fast during a residential, I'm like, God, I wish you knew all the people who have accidentally driven over a child. And, you know, that's the heaviest, right? That's
the
heaviest.
That's the worst you could do, though. Sure.
Yeah. So that's what happens when you have indica, you guys. You go way too heavy on the fun pot show. Jesus, children getting run over.
I didn't mind it.
Did Did I ever say, yeah,
we'd
right,
raise
dude?
Raise their property value. That's first of all.
Did I ever say this question from yeah, right, dude?
Have you ever had any close encounters with the law while smoking on the road?
Yeah.
I asked you that?
No, you didn't ask them to.
I bet you have a good one.
Yeah. In the Mall of America.
Oh.
Yeah. I did this thing for a while called Hunt for the Edible. I have a scavenger hunt. I bring, like, those THC breath strips or something, like a Jolly Rancher or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, Robin Hood.
I know this story already now, but it's one of those stories where you have to hear a few words of it. And, so what was the, how does the story end?
I was standing outside waiting to go on my set, and a fucking mall cop and a real cop.
Because the club is in the mall.
Yeah. Just stood on either side of me, and they were like, Ari, can we talk to you? And I was like, ah, fuck. Yeah. Because I guess the place, the convenience, not the convenience store, the clothing store that I had hidden it in, everyone, like, rifled through it a bunch. After the first guy got it, everyone else came in, and they were like, why is everyone tearing up our underwear aisle? And then somebody, like, followed somebody who, like, said, hey, I think I know. And then, they just saw, like, a trail of evidence back. Just pointing them to where it was. So the club started, they called, like, a bunch of people in town, like, comics, to, like, get down there immediately. And I stood outside. And then right when I was standing there, some fan came up for, like, the next show. And they're like, hey, I have something for you. And I remember thinking, like, no, not now. Don't do that. But it was just Swedish Fish. The cop was super cool about it. He was like, what was it, real or was it just like a fake breast strip? And I was like, I mean, no, I don't, you know. He goes, was it a fake breast strip? And I was like, oh yeah, yeah, that's totally what it was. It was just a regular Listerine breast strip. And he goes, all right, just mischief. And he let me go.
I love how that ends.
Yeah. And the mall cops wanted to keep me out. And then fucking club owner Rick Brunson. He fucking screamed at them. Said, no, you're not kicking him out. He's going on stage in 10 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
We don't have time for it right now, but that's one of my places where I had some trouble. Mall. Yeah. Malls are rough.
Separate issues. Same place. Different place.
Be careful in malls, you guys. I think we've all seen Dawn of the Dead.
Dice one time, he was quitting smoking, or he was still smoking, and he lit up a cigarette in a mall. I'm like, Dice, what are you doing? It's when I was still smoking, too. And I was like, we can't do this. It's a fucking mall. What are you doing? And he just kept smoking it. And then a mall guy came over, and he was like, sir, you can't do that in here. And then he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And he put it out. And then he goes, I just smoked half a cigarette. You smoked nothing.
You can't handle the ticking time bomb aspect of it, that, like, you know, how long do I get to smoke this? You smoke to relax, not to be like, oh, shit, I'm on a clock. I gotta, as soon as the guy sees me.
Yeah. Rogan used to yell at me when I smoke cigarettes. And then I'd put him out. He'd be like, why are you doing that? It's so bad for you. I'd put it out. He'd go, see, you can put it out. I go, no, I just wanted a cigarette. I didn't want a cigarette and a yelling. So it's not worth it anymore.
Hey, you got a yelling on you that I can have?
I lost all my yellings.
I need a yelling. Oh, shit. I think I have some sort of plug to say about you here at the end of the program. So I'm going to start looking for that.
Oh, fuck yeah. I appreciate that,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. And while I look for that, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
In a lot of ways, the leader of Canada is not like the leader of the United States. Justin is 52, Joe is 81, but the two do share some struggles. Trudeau's been in office for a while, he's being challenged by a conservative populist, and he's struggling in the polls, especially with young people. But now, he's got a plan to fix it, all of it.
Among the $52.9 billion in new spending,
proposing a $23 billion program to get nearly 4 million homes built between now and 2031.
He's got a budget that speaks directly to millennials and Gen Z, or Gen Z as he calls them, and he's hoping it'll keep populism at bay in Canada too. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is going to join us on Today Explained to tell us all about it. Today Explained, Vox's daily news podcast, Monday through Friday, in your feeds.
There can be nothing greater than love that you're giving for all the time.
This just in, the New Hampshire House of Representatives just endorsed a bill that would legalize marijuana in the state.
Fully legalize it.
It's still got to go to the governor. She says she's going to veto it.
And how would she do that?
It needs 2/3 vote in the state's house, and the Senate would be needed to overturn her veto.
You lost me a while ago.
It's good news for New Hampshire because it's right. A step forward, and it made it onto a show like this, watched by thousands.
Was I looking down too much this whole time?
Rounding down, of course, to the lowest of thousands, but thousands.
two
just over.
Between 2 and 70,000.
I can't find your plug page. What was your plug, buddy?
I have a podcast called Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the, podcast places.
Yeah, I'll be on it again soon. And
Doug was on it. That's a good place to start. That was a good one.
I got a million plugs. Is there a lot of words in this magic trick? There's a lot of talking in it. I'll do the plugs while you do the magic trick. All right, so now this is a part of the show where we make you watch a magic trick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so take another hit of something if you like, but here's Gabe. Sorry, Gabe.
Yeah, right. Oh, for real?
Yeah, you're going to watch a magic trick.
All right.
This Friday, January 17th, I'll be doing stand-up at the 25th Hour Comedy Theater.
I should warn you, I'm scared of magic.
You got the
bone. In Vegas.
That one? Okay, take a look at it.
Sorry, guys.
Show it to this camera over there.
Oh, yeah.
So come on out, Vegas, Friday night.
Guys.
Saturday, January 25th, the aforementioned Doug Loves Movies, American Comedy Company, 420. Holy shit, this last one I'm going to wait till right after the trick.
I pretty much forgot what it was. Hold on one second.
I think you'll recognize it when you see it.
That's definitely not it. It was definitely red.
Okay, let me try one.
Wait, something else is going to happen, Ari. It's never over.
That is it!
Whoa, wait a second. Where'd it come from? How'd he do it? It's here for Gabe, everybody. Thank you, Gabe. Thanks, see you next week. Got to have a new trick every week.
Really?
Yeah, and people always love it because they're high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did love it.
Yeah. It's somehow, it takes out that impulse that I have when I see magic to go, you're just being a dick. You're just showing off something that you figured out how to do and we don't understand. And,
yeah.
But I also get it. I understand the appeal of it. But check this out. What's the appeal of this going to be? On Monday, January 27th, it's going to be our very first live Getting Doug with High, and it's going to be at the Largo Theater here in Los Angeles.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Go to largo/LA.com and enter the promo code GETDOUG for $10 off your a pair of tickets. So that makes it a $20 ticket. We're gonna do this shit live in front of an audience.
That's cool.
Can you imagine if there had been an audience here today? The quiet, the silence.
The loud silence that would have been coming at us for blocks at a time.
Yeah, really, we paid to watch the people get stoned? Well, maybe this will change your mind about it. I'm going to have 5 guests.
Oh.
Like, it's going to be like almost like a comedian pot circle.
Yeah.
That the audience gets to watch, like a strange theater experiment. Or you can, we're going to try to live stream it.
Are you going to do, like, sit around a round table and, like, a lazy Susan kind of move around so the crowd can see you? But you're all watching each other, like, that 70s show?
No, I thought we'd just sit, like, kind of in a semicircle and face out to the audience.
All right. That's a way to go, too. Absolutely.
In fixed seats.
Yeah. That's probably the better way to go.
I love a good lazy Susan, though. You want to be on that show, by the way?
Yeah, maybe. When is it?
Monday the 27th?
Of January?
Yeah, this month.
No, I'm going to be away. I'm going to be on Denver.
Oh, okay. Denver?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Where can people see all your tour dates?
At arishafir.com/tour.
All mine are at DougLovesMovies.com. And what would you like your last hit to be? You feeling good?
Do you have a favorite?
I've been enjoying this vaporizer, but we haven't hit this little fella at all.
Oh, yeah.
It's been sad about that. And I don't think we hit this one either. Maybe you hit one of these early on.
Yeah,
I should finish that one. That's what should happen. There's a lighter attached to it. Thanks, Ari Shaffir, and thanks to everybody for watching, and see you next Wednesday.